This is David Flint for Can Do. There is an agenda by left-wing European parties to use the Muslim vote to gain and to keep power. A pattern is emerging of socialists encouraging Muslim immigration. In France and Spain, socialist parties have even proposed allowing Muslim residents to vote, even when they're not citizens. In Australia until now, we've assumed the Gillard and Rudd governments were just hopelessly incompetent when they lost control of our borders. But for all we know, there could well be now a deliberate votes for votes agenda here in our country. For the first, but certainly not the last time, Muslims have decided who should govern a European country. A poll taken for the Paris newspaper Le Figaro reveals 93% of Muslims voted for the socialist president, François Hollande. This means about 1.7 million Muslims voted for him. He defeated President Nicolas Sarkozy by only 1.1 million votes. And no wonder Muslims voted for him. He promised to allow Muslim residents to vote even if they weren't citizens. He also promised an amnesty for about 400,000 illegal Muslim immigrants. With up to 6 million, France already has the largest Muslim population in the European Union. This is conservatively projected to exceed 10% of the French population within the next decade and a half. And France is not the only country in which Muslims are changing the political dynamic. There are similar developments in many European countries. Brussels, the capital of the European Union, is now the most Islamic city in Europe. By 2030, Muslims will be in the majority in the capital of the European Union. Now, is this what is being planned here in Australia?